You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's our final shot for you this morning to go for the green or gold. Green meaning cash, gold meaning jewelry, and of course a chance to win a trip to Green Bay to see Green Bay play in Green Bay on December 23rd. Here's this hour's keyword, and here's John Mino.
Yes. Once again, it's time for the Go for the Green Text to Win contest on WGBW and WISS. Your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize. A pair of indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in Green Bay on December 23rd.
Yes. This hour's keyword is civic.
Yes.
Yes, it is. C-I-V-I-C. That's civic. Download the Civic Media app, find our stations, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send in the keyword at your chance to win the state this statewide contest.
All right, once again, the hour keyword is civic. You've got till 8 o'clock to text that in. It's your last shot to win with us on Mino and the Mayor. Your next chance to play is coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air. Good luck. That word again, civic. You've got till 8 o'clock to text it in.
So we're with Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. And Mark, I was bragging this morning. I had my big physical yesterday. I'm down 10 pounds from last time I had a physical, which was 6 months ago. So I'm only a pound away from not being dangerously obese. Isn't that weird when they have that on the thing? Dangerously obese.
Yeah, it's a
high risk. That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. You know, it's. I think it's a wake up call when everyone's. You know, it's. It probably is a wake up call when you see it, but.
What percent of this country is living in that category?
Correct. You know, I mean. But it's, you know, we talk about what's the easy diet. We've talked about on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's probably our problem here in America is a lot of fast food. A lot of the fast foods are almost on every corner.
Yeah.
We get it. People own these businesses, but there's so much easy and it's quick. It's late at night. You need to come home. It's getting darker out and I don't want to go home and cook.
By the way, I kept my streak together last week, but it wasn't easy. I'm having a hot dog at every game I go to because the concession stand was so crazy with kids and everything that Katie went down and got me one.
You know, that's funny you talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that Bayport-Kimberly game.
Yeah.
I was so hungry.
Yeah.
I came up and did, made sure stuff was done with you guys early. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go stand in the concession line. And it was so packed.
I said,
I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it.
You got to grab them real early at some of these big games or forget about it.
So I grabbed a water. I had a water in my truck and... that's all I had.
Yeah, but there's something about a high school game and a hot dog that I got to have it.
It's the same. I used to say the same thing about going to a basketball game and eating popcorn.
Yeah.
And then I realized, man, you realize how much salt. And sometimes those nights, when you're covering games at 5:30, you have another game at 7:45, you have, I'll have halftime, the varsity game, I'll have another bag of popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question. Yeah,
adds up.
Couple things with that. One is you could go in the side door where the staff comes in.
No.
I just walk, if there's long lines, hey, look, you know, I'm with the press.
No,
they'll be like, they'll respect that.
Don't you know who I am? No.
No, I'm not saying that, but.
I'm the mayor.
I used to be mayor here. I was mayor.
That's not what I
think. I might run again. You don't know that. I'll shut you down. I will shut you. I'll have the health inspector over here.
Like
I'm
Trump,
shutting this down.
Like Trump. Revenge election. Or what you should do is just tell them. 15 minutes before the game, I just need to have an order ready for me so I can pick up.
Ain't going to do it.
For you guys?
That's prima donna-ish. It really, Todd, give us, you're the voice of reason here.
I would not do that.
Thank you.
Neither would I.
That's why John just goes when it's at 5:30 and he gets his hot dog.
Wow. Yeah.
See, but, you know, the hot dog's not the problem at 5:30. It's like a dinner.
Yeah.
The problem is sometimes it's 9, 9:30, 10. Now you come home and you have cold beverage and then you have the slice of pizza or you do a whole pizza and you end up eating the whole thing.
That actually was my go-to for a lot of years. Get home real quick and watch the other highlights and have a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can still do that. Did you see at Costco, they have their sales? The cauliflower pizza is on sale.
Have you tried it?
Why make it? Yeah,
how
I
is
love it.
It's so great. That's you use the crust, cauliflower.
Yeah.
Huh.
You can order that in a restaurant.
Really? I've never seen it in a restaurant. Bring me in a piece. I'd like to try it. Right. Todd, you ever have it? Cauliflower
no.
pizza?
No. Oh. No.
I don't believe you
Mark,
make it.
No, I've never had one.
Okay. I just texted Donna about leafing. I didn't right. text her about cauliflower. It's cauliflower and cheese. And yeah, you make the crust. It's out of cauliflower. Order that.
All right.
You can order that in a restaurant. That's
all right. All right.
Very popular.
Mark, what do they give kids before games these days? Because like I said, they used to tell us to eat poached eggs all the time. What's their? Because the NFL was notorious for giving steaks and T-bone yeah. steaks and things like that. And then they found out later.
It's the same thing. Last night I was covering a middle school cross country meet. You know, it was a little warmer, and
yeah,
it's the same thing. Of it's not about eating like at 4:35. It's like, what are you eating at lunch that day? What'd you eat for breakfast? What'd you have the day before? You know, we're like tonight's not going to be too bad, but hydrating. You know, are you doing it 2 or 3 days in advance? When you know it's going to be 85 degrees. Like last week, I think it was warm.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and it's like I let our staff know, hey, check in with your kids. It's Monday. Make sure they're hydrating for Thursday night's game.
That's a good Friday point. It's not game. So much the pregame meal. It's everything leading up to
correct.
It, huh?
I mean, you can really mess with your body if you start taking the junk or don't eat. You know, that's another thing. If you don't eat breakfast, you don't have lunch, and then you're wondering why they're cramping up or why they're not performing as well. Well, they need that engine is – there's nothing there.
That's a great point.
That is, to get ready 2-3 days, because everybody's like, what's your pregame meal?
Right.
What's your pre-run meal?
It's not a one meal. No. This is what you got to have. So kind of going back, but yeah, are we telling kids to go and have big steaks and all this stuff?
No.
I mean, it's just, you know, we talk about, we have our bell and run, and yes, we do put on a great spaghetti dinner.
Yeah. They do.
But you know what? It's not just about just that night before.
Right.
It's what are you doing on that, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Well, there always used to be the thing that you never hear anymore is carbo loading.
Yeah.
Remember carbo loading?
Yeah.
That said the marathoners eat pancakes and spaghetti and stuff the night before. Is that true?
Oh, well, that's spaghetti.
I'd say it used to be, but I'll tell you a story. And Randy Van Stratton knows this is, you know, some of these runners that we used to have come in from like Kenya. Holy cow. Afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
You better make sure you count your fingers, because some of those guys who weighed 125 pounds.
If that.
But yeah, they may barely be 100, but you know what? They'll take down a large ribeye, and it's awesome. Gone in 20 minutes.
Really?
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
They it's not like they're not eating the meats and stuff. I mean, but now the day before the race, it's a lot of chicken. It's veggies. Mm-hmm. They are watching what they eat, but after the race, some will have a cold, you know, beer.
We were talking earlier this morning about the all-meat diet, the carnivore diet, just an all-meat. And if you go off it, yeah, you're going to put your weight back on, but that's not the way they sell it. It's your new lifestyle.
But it's going to be a total commitment.
It is really a commitment. And I'll tell you, I think that's easier for us in the Midwest to adopt that than somebody who maybe grew up on one of the coasts and they were more into this, whatever, all these vegetables and fruits. What do you think?
You take your vegetables and your fruit. Well, West Coast people, vegetables and their fruit.
I'm guessing Jim didn't live on the East or West Coast. Or Midwestern.
Yeah.
But they have the pictures of what you can eat, and it's really different to see a big red X over broccoli. Huh? You know what I mean? Over fruit. A big red X, it's like, wow. And I look at that, and I'm like, I could do that. So
I've tried it.
It's
okay. Like Mark just brought in some bagels. I had to grab a bagel right away.
Oh, those
and
are
put
great
some
bagels.
Cream cheese on
Let's
it.
Give a shot.
I loved it so much.
Oh, big apple bagel.
Big apple bagel.
Oh, God, are those
so
good.
So what I'm saying is,
the gals on Oneida Street are awesome.
Yes.
If you're gonna do that, man, I don't know if you got the willpower.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
No, not at my age.
I think we're both kind of. There's certain things we just, if they're within reach.
Here's the problem with, you know, my mindset is like, I think I've worked hard to get where I am, and I'm just not going to listen to rules like maybe I should.
Yeah, because you seem like a rule follower out of your whole life.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
what? Yeah. Okay. Here's what you do.
I'm just saying it's hard to be disciplined
in
our age.
Before it even opens, go in the side door. Where they're just setting up, just go in the side door and say, hey, I need a hot dog. I need it now.
They won't
I'm
mind.
Working tonight. Do you know who I am? Because I need it. I'll rip you on the air, I swear. I want 2 hot dogs, and I want some meals. You got the cheese curds. Give me some of those cheese curds and a Diet Coke.
And I would tip them. Heavily. I would. If it would be $9, I'd give him a 20 and say, just keep it.
Sir, you're supposed to just order.
I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that.
I'm trying to help you out. All right, forget it. No more suggestions.
Okay, that was a good one. Good one, Mark. So, Mark, who do you guys got tonight? Which games you at?
I'm not here.
Yeah, I know you're not.
You guys are over at West De Pere.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be that's going to be a great game. It's always has been.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's a
great crowd.
Great crowd. Great energy with the Green Bay Packers coming in. We've got a lot of stuff going on there that night. So I think it's going to be a fantastic
Any
night.
Idea which Packers are coming?
I don't. Don't know. Didn't hear. It's always fun to see the crowd. And
last year we had that Anders Carlson, the kicker.
Yep.
And the punter. And I think the long snapper.
Yeah, wasn't it?
I think that's who we had, the three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nixon. Wasn't Nixon out there?
No. Not with that. We were in like Pulaski or
something. Yeah, no, you were at Pulaski.
Yeah. Was Nixon there? Oh, maybe he was. Okay. They don't all come up to the box, up to the booth. You know, some of them just do their thing in the sidelines and throw footballs and things like that. But yeah, it's Packers against Cancer Night tonight, right?
Yep.
Press?
Yep. Yep.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah. Great opportunity on a Friday. And it's going to be a beautiful night. This is, get out there. It's cheering these guys. It doesn't matter. It does if you're in, West De Pere tonight or if you're in any other small town.
The atmosphere is so great.
It's going to be a beautiful night. Probably be 65 degrees, 70 degrees by game time. But bring a sweater or bring a light jacket, you're going to be fine.
Nothing better. Nothing better than high school football this time of year.
I agree. Yeah.
And how about the game Sunday? You going to that?
Nope. Gone for the weekend, but we'll be heading back. It's going to be is that a noon game?
Yeah, and that's that's like a 9:30 tailgate game. The weather's going to be great. I think there's a lot of energy. The Vikings. I'm going to go tailgate and then just go home and watch the games.
Just a couple weeks ago, brought up my son. Right. I've never run up for a tailgate. I have a buddy that tailgates, so brought him up. And I tell you what, if you can do that, it's not a bad. We missed the first. We had to drive back to Appleton, so it was. We missed the first quarter. But
thank
six
you.
Minutes.
He's giving me so much crap that I've never tailgated.
But you're the same as me. You're always working. 40 years.
Gave.
And he's never tailgated. Kevin Van Ness, their band plays, the Packer band, and we always tailgate like in that neck of the woods, and the drum line that they bring out.
Yeah.
That is just a fun event. And then I walk up that stadium, it's called Armed Forces Drive now, but that's where the Pope is. The
People wave. They bow at me.
Is it John?
Mr. Mayor.
No, that's a fun place to tailgate.
We love you, Mr. Mayor.
That's not that at all.
You're looking good just on your animal diet. Mr. Mayor, don't have to wait at the concession stand. Just go to the side door.
I don't.
Just go right in. It's okay.
Can you stick around, Mark?
Yes.
Quick break.
Please.
It's the trivia craze, that's, across the country. It's the worst game show in history.
All right, once again,
your host of the worst game show in history, former mayor of Green Bay, 16 years. He's got the license plate to prove it. Jim Schmidt.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
What, did you pick on Jim Day?
No, we love you, Jim.
Yeah, right,
you got your
salmon shirt
on today, so.
Okay, I guess we got plenty of, man, I was getting ready for the winter clothes, like change of season clothes. Boy, do I got a lot of stuff that's same as Schmidt on.
Oh, I believe it.
I got to get rid of some of that.
So let's do this. Let's get 2 texters right now.
Okay.
One will play with Mino. One will play with Mark Hewson.
Okay.
And whoever wins, they'll get a pair of tickets to this weekend's Oktoberfest at the Auto Gallery Museum in Green Bay.
Which is a cool event just down here at the Automobile Gallery. It's German. They did that Italian thing, which was awesome, right? Yeah. All those Italian cars they had in. They got a bunch of unbelievable German cars in there, plus German food, German beer. That's going to be a fun event. From 2
German
to 6
cake.
On Saturday.
And Did you hear that?
Did you hear that German cake? Do you think
so
you assume
the guy is German, right?
You assume.
Oh, man. We're going to dig a little deeper on that one. he may be, have been a fraud, and we discovered it.
Would there be any? But you're Polish too, right?
Yeah.
Is there any Polish people with the last name Poland or anything? Or
no, it's just, it's all the ski. No,
Why is that? What does that mean?
What does ski
like
mean?
Grabowski. Like Grabowski. What does the ski part mean?
Like scan, right? Like pack scan. I don't know what that means. I got to look into that. Why
it
is
must,
that?
Well, it must mean something. And because don't, you know, like in English, a lot of those old words, it really has to do with something that the guy did as a trade or whatever like that. But you don't know yours, huh?
I don't. Okay. Schmidt was more like Smith, blacksmith, that kind of
that's
stuff.
That's what I mean.
Right.
But why is there the ski in, at the end of all the Polish names?
So I looked it up just really briefly.
Yeah.
Affiliation with something.
Yeah.
So the first part of the name would be your affiliation to that thing, and ski means you're affiliated with it or the origin of where you lived or possessions that you own.
Okay.
So Polanski might mean one thing. And
okay.
But Minoski would be... Does the ski mean you're from that neck of the woods?
It could be an affiliation with something, origin, or possession of something.
Huh.
So like Skippy Linesky?
Correct. Skippy Linesky.
Who is Skippy Linesky?
I don't get it.
Skip in line at the...
Oh!
Man.
Oh, Mark's on top.
7:23.
Wow.
Mark's way ahead of us.
We had a question asking if Jim's going to wear his lederhosen this weekend to Oktoberfest.
You know, I got to tell you, this is weird. You got that little pouch in your lederhosen? No.
Lederhosen.
But listen.
It's in my house. Yeah, that's my junk.
So I bought some like biker
that's your
shorts.
What?
Okay.
I just said that's my junk.
I just said it's in my house. I said it's in my house.
Is that your junk
truck? Okay, just, yeah, that's what it is. That's in my junk truck. Okay, what are you? Okay.
Huh? Okay. So I bought those biker shorts because I was chafing really bad.
Yes.
Remember when I was a biker?
I do.
And, they've got a pouch in them. What's that for, Mark?
Well, it's for...
John, I'm going to let you investigate that
I'm serious. Isn't that weird?
There are a couple of things.
Okay.
It could be for a cup, right? Maybe a cup in there, depending on if they're really biker shorts or if they're just athletic shorts.
Oh, wait, let me just say this. I need a bigger pouch.
Oh.
And it could also be for that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not big enough for that. I'm just being honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. To hold the cup in. Because we used to have that in our softball uniforms, our baseball uniforms.
And you think trivia's bad?
No, I just wonder why would that. I thought, Mark, you'd be the athlete. You would know why there's a pouch in biker shorts. Is it to carry a watch?
Are they really biker shorts? In front, though?
I'll say, where's the
inside?
Pouch?
Yes.
It's not to carry a watch inside, that's for
sure. What is it to carry, I wonder?
I was just going to say, if the pouch is on the side, is that like the females, where, you know, you see it with iPhones and stuff.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. Maybe it's for the iPhone. Maybe. I mean.
Yeah, John, do you know where this pouch is how to wear them?
You know what? I was going to wear them today. Next time I wear them, I will prove this to you.
Okay. Is that the only pouch in the shorts?
Yeah.
I don't know. That cell phone thing.
Yeah. I wonder if that's it.
In the crotch, though?
Yeah, I know. Yes. That's just weird.
I agree. I don't believe that. I thought it was in the leg. Take a picture if you want.
I don't. I will.
2 seconds.
If your phone accidentally took a picture while it was in there, it opened up and you did a video call.
Yeah. That wouldn't be so good.
Mine own ski.
All right, let's have some terrible trivia, Jim.
All right.
Here we go. Right. We're running out of time here.
I know. Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here.
Rick is playing with John, and Janet is playing with...
Okay, Rick. Here we go.
And do they ring a bell then? Is it between these two guys, or how does this work?
We'll just take the first one. Yep.
Okay. All right. How many numbers are on a dartboard?
18.
36.
How many?
20.
Oh.
All right. Okay, that was fun. Let's try this. NASCAR. This is an easy one. We got to get this game going. What driver has combined?
Bus.
Okay. What driver has 200 wins?
Dale Earnhardt.
Jeff Gordon. Who is it?
Richard Petty. Okay. We got to make this. Okay, here's one. No, you're not going to get that.
It's like Carson sometimes go through. Nah, nah.
That is kind of what's happening here.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah.
Especially for you, Mark. All right. Who was the first and only female to play an NHL game?
Oh. Renee somebody. Renee, somebody. I remember her.
That's her last name.
Yes, something okay. Renee.
Yeah, should we give it to him?
Sure, yeah.
If you want to. Okay, it's okay.
Manon Renee.
Renee, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll give you that one.
R-E-U-M-U or
it's now
okay,
one
here
nothing.
We go. Wow, okay, boy, this is fun. Okay, this one you guys should know.
Or the listeners, end.
Yeah. So, figure skating. Let's do that.
Okay.
How long
is the big on figure skating.
Well, no, but how long is the free skate in women's figure skating? My kid did that.
3 minutes.
2 minutes.
It's four.
So close.
Okay. So much fun. Okay, here we go. This is good, Grandpa. Right. What kind of fish are Dory and Marlin in Finding Nemo?
Striper.
Puffer fish.
A blue tang and a clown fish.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, good question.
And one more question this morning.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is easy.
Okay.
How many colors are there in a rainbow?
Four.
Seven.
Mark's right.
Yes.
Seven?
All right.
So it's a tie. We got to have one more. We have less than a minute.
Hurry up.
Hang in there, Rick.
Name them.
Who?
The colors in the rainbow.
Roy G. Biv.
What?
No, name the colors of the...
Yeah,
there's
Roy
seven.
G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet, and...
Green.
Green.
Wow, I never heard this.
That's cool.
Wow, I just learned
something.
He wins. Mark.
All right. Congratulations, Janet.
What did you say?
Get the tickets.
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv.
I've never heard that.
Did you learn that in school? Or was that your mom? Or who taught you that?
School.
We never learned that.
You think I went to school?
He's pissed. Jim's pissed because he didn't learn the colors of the rainbow.
I don't remember
that. Damn you, Rat Colley. Rickaback. Dennis Stefaniak. Randy Wright. Dennis and the Glam Band.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
App today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, we talked so many times about Pella Windows and Doors and what they have to offer. And we have Ben and Deanna Malcor on here from Bay Area Realty. They talk about the front door, how huge that is nowadays. And that's why saying it with color is one of the things Pella does. Right now, they said black is the most popular color. But the possibilities are absolutely endless thanks to their custom colors. And they just say it with class. Premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months. No money down. Offer ends on the 31st. Visit PellaWI.com today.
That front door thing is cool because people all want curb appeal. Oh, we got to do something to the house. Paint your whole house. That's a pain. And I don't know, new roofs you don't put on until you need it. But those front doors, my parents had a greenhouse. And they're looking, you know, different colored doors. They went with a blue door. And it looks awesome. It stands out. It's not like, it just really fits because they live on the water. So it just kind of was a tie into the whole, you know, Lake Michigan.
Who's that? Who has this?
My parents, when they lived in Two Rivers.
You grew up on the beach?
No, my parents, after we had, we had a million kids.
I just sold
their house and they moved out.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought maybe you had a big place on the water. And then you had a, you know,
they
a
might have.
Boat.
No, we didn't.
All right. Teddy.
35.
Teddy.
Merck. 50. Anyway.
Teddy. Good morning, Teddy.
Hi, Teddy. Anyway, Teddy. I was just preaching doors because I think that can really add to your house. And I went to tell a story and then John took it in a different direction. But anyway, a nice entry door on a nice home really adds a lot. That was my point, John.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And Teddy, do you have a good door in your house?
I do.
Excellent.
All right.
I just had a new one put in this year.
Very nice.
Black?
No, a dark brown.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Second most popular.
Yeah, absolutely. Teddy Stefaniak joining us. We've got Mark Houston here from Bell and Sports Medicine. We got a big showdown tonight in the city of, okay, is it the city of West De Pere or is it, you know what I mean? Is there such a thing as the city of West De Pere?
They wish it was, but it's,
okay, it's not.
It's just,
but don't they have their own mayor or something?
No.
They have their own own school system or something?
Yes.
Okay. But
that's where I think it comes from.
Right.
The same thing. I get corrected all the time. I still say East De Pere. I lived in Alloway, and I used to say, oh, East De Pere and West De Pere.
Yeah. That's because of the schools. But it is one municipality. But it is, yeah,
correct.
Okay. 22,000 people, I think.
Because Ted and I have got it wrong, and we've had some people say we got it wrong. When we say we're in Suamico at Bayport, where it would Ted, we're still not sure. It's like the difference is like the road right there.
Right.
I think we are in Suamico.
You are.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Howard's on the south side
of that road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there we go. Well, either way, we're going to be at.
But
Western
they're all
Pier
call themselves Green Bay.
Yeah, I would say their address out there is Green Bay.
That's why that guy built that hotel. He's like, you go on the website, Green Bay Hotels. He's on there, and they have.
Even though it's in Howard,
Suamico. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Suamico. There's six municipalities. You know that. Municipal identity theft. There's six municipalities that use the Green Bay name. And
did not know that.
Yeah, Howard, Eschwabadon,
and you don't
Bellevue.
Like that. You have a problem with that, I can tell.
You think?
It's not even a question.
This comes up every time.
Yeah.
Would you like to ask Ted about walking up early to the concessions?
Oh, hey, Ted. Oh, yeah, Ted, I got a solution for you. Johnny has been complaining. How long have you been on the air? 14, 15, 16 months. And he complains about waiting at the concession stand. And, you know, he's John Mino and you know, not only full of himself, but a lot of people know him. So I said, Johnny, this is what you should do when you get there. And there's this line and he doesn't have 15, 20 minutes to wait for a hot dog. Go in the side door and just say, hey, look, could you guys get me a hot dog? And tip him handsomely.
Ted?
Well, that's why they have security there.
Good point.
All right.
John has to wait like the rest of us.
Yes. But it was so crazy last week with all those kids there, you couldn't get near it.
And I didn't want him to pass out. I was kind of looking because that was his first time in, like, what, 30-some years of missing a hot dog.
Yeah. So thank God Katie took care of me.
How about a pre-order where you call the lady in charge and say, look, I'm going to be there at 6:45, and I just want two hot dogs, couple fries, and she's gonna say, "Yeah, it's gonna be $11. We'll have it set aside for you." And then you give her $20 and say thanks.
Give her a $20.
Yeah,
and with no change.
Right.
So a $9 tip or whatever, $10
tip. Yeah.
Okay, Teddy, would you do that for me?
John's gonna have runners at these games. He's gonna run things up to the box now. Yeah.
That's the solution. Have a kid do it for you.
Maybe. Okay.
You got to throw him another 10, though.
Right.
Oh, man.
That hot dog got it real expensive.
Get a runner. That's the best solution. Because it doesn't look like you're, you know, doing anything, you know, for yourself. And it's fair. And tip the kid. I would get a runner.
All right.
That's a great idea.
Teddy, how you doing?
I'm okay.
All right.
I'm okay.
How's our game look tonight? Beautiful weather.
Yeah, another beautiful night. We've really been blessed with a great season weather-wise. But, yeah, another nice one tonight in West DePere, hosting DePere. A couple of teams that are undefeated in conference play, 3-0. They're both 4-1. And I think we're going to see something special tonight with that West DePere passing game, John.
Yeah, young Mr. Grayson, huh?
He looks to be the real deal, second in the state in passing yards and touchdowns so far through the first 5 weeks of the season. So, you know, I was working through the stats last night, and usually when you see a team stat of 300 yards per game in high school, what are you thinking? I mean, you're thinking rushing yards, right?
Right.
We've seen some great running teams in the area. And I wrote it, okay, 300 yards rushing, and I took a closer look. I'm like, wait a minute, that is not rushing. That is 300 yards passing per game for a high school team.
I've never seen it around here.
We don't see that very often, John.
No, I don't think we ever have, Ted. I don't think we've ever seen that prolific of a stat in high school at this point in the season. Ever.
Yeah. What? I actually took a look back at, you know, the great Jay Tollefson-led teams for West DePere.
Right.
And remember, they won a couple of state titles, and I went back to, I think, 2010, and I was looking at Jay's stats just to see how he compared to Patrick Grayson. And I think Jay had about 1,400 yards passing that season, that state championship season. Grayson's at 1,400 yards already this season.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So does he have one great receiver, or they done a good job developing?
They actually have a couple of guys that they can go to. Two go-to guys, and then some other guys that contribute as well.
Wow.
So this is going to be a little different, and certainly, I mean, they've had great quarterbacks over the years, no doubt. Take nothing away from
all the guys
this year, but when you see these kind of stats, it's certainly one to make sure you get out and take a look at this young man.
And how tall is he, Ted? About 6'2"?
I think so. Dad's pretty tall, too.
He's got to be at least 6'3", don't you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But, we always figured this kid was going to be groomed to be an outstanding high school quarterback. And I guess he just loves the game and jumps right into it. And,
awesome.
This is something special we're going to see tonight.
What year?
Yeah, looking forward to it. And DePere is, don't forget about DePere. I think, this is one of the great stories this year. I think a lot of people were kind of looking past what DePere was bringing to the table this year, but here they are, 4-1, 3-0. They've got a great running back. They've got a very good quarterback as well. They're playing really well. They've got one of the best defensive backs in the state. I believe he's second in the state in interception. So that's going to be a fun matchup to watch those two go after each other tonight.
Outstanding. And again, the weather won't be in, because last year we did the game at West DePere. It rained so hard. It was miserable. Remember that?
Yeah.
And
I think you're thinking 2 years ago.
No. That was last year.
No, that was last year's Bayport.
Yeah, Bayport and
West DePere.
And West DePere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we did a game West DePere at DePere a couple years ago.
Yeah. And that's the only high school game I've ever done where I thought they should take a break, delay it. I know they do it with Lightning, but that rain was coming down so hard that night, they couldn't do anything, right, Ted, in that game?
Yeah. That was a rough one.
That was tough.
That was a rough one.
Yeah.
I'm taking the over.
Oh my God!
Was it quarterbacks?
We don't have two point great spreads in high school.
No,
we don't.
We got to teach these kids. That's an educational process. Okay.
No,
all right.
Okay. Yeah. No.
They'll have fun.
Yeah, Teddy. Since you're involved with the Packers, are you allowed to talk point spreads and things like that, or no?
I am not.
You am not.
I'm not even allowed to. I'm not even allowed to walk into one of those buildings where they have on-site gambling.
Yeah. Really?
Do you want to tell them the license plate we saw yesterday?
A Packers one.
and it was there like that. That GB. They have the
GBP.
Yeah. Somebody was at the casino. Could have been his wife or the spouse.
Yeah.
Well,
something. I got. Hey, you know what? I got Randy Wright coming on in a few minutes, Ted. So I'll tell this story. He knows it, but I know I've told this story before. But when the casinos first opened in the UP, there was one that opened, okay? And it was on a, tribal land, so they're fight against the whatever. We're going to do this one up around Berriga, Michigan. And Randy Wright and I were both wanted to go play some blackjack. And it's like, let's go. So we go up there. We stay at my sister's house, me and Randy. He was a starting quarterback for the Packers. And we go to the casino. We're both wearing big sunglasses and hats, okay? So we're out there, we're playing. Nobody's bothered us. We're leaving. The guy goes, "Hey, Randy and John, thank you so much for being here. A lot of people wanted your autographs, but we told them to leave you guys alone."
Well, found out anyway.
He didn't fool anybody. But yeah, it's funny though. The NFL used to be so unbelievable. I mean, where they weren't even allowed to play fantasy football if you worked for the team in any way. And
I don't think you are.
Oh, still you can't?
I think if you're associated with the team, I don't think you can.
Oh. Okay.
But it's funny because I think you were kind of going down that. But they're sponsored by.
Right.
Oh my God. All kinds
FanDuel.
Yeah. I mean, it's all over. It's on their stadium. And well, but yeah, I don't think players, or if you're associated with a team, you can't even do fantasy.
Wow. Think. Well, Teddy.
There's a lot of different rules. I just did my certificate because I have to go through a class. I have to be certified to go through all the gambling rules and everything just to be a cameraman at the game. So, they do a lot of training and keep a close eye on that. For sure.
Really? Even as a cameraman, you can't bet?
I'm not supposed to.
Well, you know, another thing, though, Ted.
I really like my job on game day.
Yeah, we got to be careful with him here.
That's fine.
But
that's a good rule. That should be that way.
I mentioned that to Jim yesterday. I said, because, I used to help fill in for the Herd games. And the questionnaire and the thing you get from them now, huh, Ted, is mind-boggling about your background and, of gambling.
John just didn't fill it out.
I didn't.
I'm not going to announce that game.
He gave it to Jim and had said, can you fill this out?
I wouldn't pass that one.
But the NBA and their affiliates are crazy about that, huh, Ted?
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the Herd. And, John, I texted you last
night. Yeah, go ahead and talk about it. I mentioned it to Jim this morning. Really sad news.
Yeah.
We really lost a good friend last night. Joe Wolf passed away at 59. He was one of my broadcast partners for the Herd. Of course, terrific high school basketball player, as you know, John, and terrific NBA career, but coaching around the world, and had been the coach, had just signed up to be an assistant coach with the Wisconsin Herd for the second straight year, and unexpectedly passed away at 59 yesterday. So
terrible. You know, when I first came to Green Bay, he was the biggest name in high school basketball in Wisconsin. Kohler, you know, small school, state championships and everything, goes to North Carolina, plays in those unbelievable teams with Michael Jordan and Dean Smith and James Worthy and on and on and on. But just a down-to-earth guy. Whenever I've met him, Ted, just a down-to-earth guy.
Oh, just such a nice guy. I mean, just a real nice guy, charitable, friendly, always took time. The fans wanted an autograph or a picture. We were just texting the other day about the upcoming season, and they played golf about a month ago, and it's just a shock. It's just, we just lost a really, really good guy, and certainly a legend.
And you know, it's a great guy. I remember I had lunch with a guy in Kohler who knew him, and he said he moved back into like the house he grew up in Kohler.
Yeah, no, he wanted to go back to his neighborhood.
Yes.
And whenever we played golf and we would play in these scrambles, he would bring his old high school teammates.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's what I mean about down to earth, you know.
And this last tournament, I think he purchased a couple of foursomes for some nonprofits and then some other folks from his community. And people just loved him, and he loved Kohler. He loved his community, and
terrible.
It's just sorry.
Unreal.
I'm still numb.
I know you are. I know. I feel bad for you, Teddy. Well, I'll see you tonight. Hang in there, my brother. All right.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the game tonight, 7 o'clock on WACY TV 32. John, looking forward to it, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Right. See
Teddy
you,
was right, talking one of our all-time great local basketball players. Joe Wolf passed away last night. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Special thanks to Teddy Stefaniak. We've got that big game tonight on TV 32. DePere visiting West DePere, and West DePere with that unbelievable passing attack. We've got Ashley McDermott coming up in a little bit from the Heights Pub and Parlor. And we've got, is she here? Is Ashley here? And we've got Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback, coming up at about 8:05 to talk about what's going on in the NFL these days. Then we got our music series with Dennis from the Glam Band, brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor, and Melissa Chakar. The Melissa Chakar Trio will be visiting us today. Todd, we got like big time setup musical equipment in here.
I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
Because it's the first time we're using it.
Right.
And there's going to be a lot of switchover. We got to move stuff around and all that.
So in a hurry?
You guys just stay out of my way.
Okay. I'm hearing Todd, that. Do you want me to practice right now?
I'm
here.
If
you want to go over to a mic, we can actually try it out.
But it looks big time, and this is real.
John, you could go up to a mic and do a little singing if you want.
I would do that. I would absolutely.
Then we're going to think the equipment's bad. Let's just no. Let's wait for Chakar.
Well, anyway, Mark, and as Ted was saying, very sad story there with, and unfortunately, you hear more and more of these type things that they're saying passed away of a heart attack, 59 years old. You know, another thing that we got to talk about a little bit is the Brett Favre thing the other day, with where he said he's got Parkinson's, and I think he was really, really exaggerating when he said, I may have had thousands of concussions. Come on.
I heard that comment, and, you know, again, I'm not Brett Favre, but 1,000, really? But I think it is awesome. I think in this world today, we also are okay with talking about some of this stuff.
Yeah.
That I have Parkinson's, I have cancer, I've got whatever, and how can you help others? Just because you have Parkinson's, it doesn't mean his life ends now today. Michael J. Fox,
absolutely.
Diagnosed, I believe, at age 29. So it's these kind of things of how can you, and with medications and different things, it helps out. We can get better with this.
Well, it's one of those things, though, too, where, like even with Jim and I and Todd, we've decided that the Alzheimer's Foundation is going to be one of the ones that we really try to promote quite a bit, because there's so much new stuff coming out about that. That, you know, maybe we can make some kind of a difference. Maybe there's going to, you know, and like we're saying, God bless all the cancer
yep.
events. But you know what I mean? It's such a drop of the bucket at times. With Alzheimer's, there's such exciting new products coming out.
To slow it down.
Yeah,
we don't have a cure. But someday, who knows?
Yeah, but
that'd be awesome.
That's exactly right. It's not always about, hey, can you find the cure? I think everyone wants a quick fix it. Quick fix cure. Maybe it can't happen, but can you slow it down? Can you help someone that, hey, you get that diagnosed and you can live another 20, 25 years?
The other thing we like about Alzheimer's, it's teaching us who don't have it yet how to deal with people. And that's important because there's really not classes on how to deal with someone with cancer, and maybe there doesn't need to be, but there needs to be classes and education on how to deal with if your sister gets Alzheimer's.
Yes. Well, and you're living with those people. You know?
Oh, that's tough. It's life is very different. So anyway, I'm glad we're doing that. We're going to support
that. Will
that
work,
John.
Todd? Will that mic work? Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Where's your big hat?
Well, I was running late this morning, so.
All right, fine. Ashley.
Well, now that looks so
weird.
That is so weird.
From the Heights Pub and Park.
Oh, my God. I got to take a picture of this.
I think it's cool. She's standing at a whole different line.
Okay, can you spell? Yeah, it looks like a spelling.
Yeah, does. Spell. S-P-E-L-L.
Close enough.
That's a cool polo shirt. Your Heights polo shirt.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
All right, so what's going on at the Heights?
Ooh, well.
I love reading your message board. When I do my walks, I walk right past there, and you get. And the thing is, it almost encourages me because it's like, if I walk a good hour today, I can eat some of this stuff.
Heck yeah,
and it
you
sounds
can.
So good. The,
See, the specials you have. I'd be going away from that because I want to go in and just end my walk.
I know, but that's my encouragement. That's my motivation.
It is good. So I don't remember if I said the last time, but we kind of like did a little update to our lunch and dinner menu.
Yep.
So now we have some like featured plates.
Okay.
So like for lunch, we've got the Monte Cristo.
Love them.
Yes. I think we've got, it's either lunch or dinner. We've got the pork belly Cuban.
Nice.
Very good.
I want to try the duck.
We don't have the duck anymore.
Oh, I thought you still had the duck.
No.
I missed out on having a duck.
We decided to change it up a little
bit. All right.
I've
never had duck.
Right. Yeah.
Takes a long time. That's why.
Fine.
Yeah, it does. You're right. We talked about this.
It does. My dad would say, you guys can get what you want, but nobody ordered the duck.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. It takes like 40, like 40 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think we, you have to like. Let it cook or
slow.
Yeah,
sit.
It's just
like,
a slow.
Yeah, it's like
slow
cook,
you want to have
like,
it really
like
more.
Or else it's gamey, right?
Yeah, I just
gamey and dry.
I don't know. They put that some oranges on it. I remember coming out with orange. I just whatever. I ordered it.
What else you got going on, Ashley?
Well, we've got we have our Arizona and our hoop tea for $3 right now. And
do you have to order it that way.
Yeah, you do. You got to go,
or else it's $5.
Yeah, so popular,
otherwise
right?
It's $5. White Claw's $4.50. Our happy hour changed just a little bit. We added a little bit more. So we've got the $4 draft beer, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottle beer.
And what time is that?
Four.
2 to 6, Monday through Thursday.
And of all the people that come to your place, all your customers, who's the only one that buys the help a drink?
Ooh, that would be Mino.
Yeah. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Okay, here's my question. He buys the help a drink. How about buying me a drink?
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm a little short this week, guys.
Weird.
That over-under didn't turn out for me.
A little short.
Oh, and we are open Sunday for the Packer-Vikings game. So
you
if you're not going or if you are, you want to head in, have a little drink, maybe some cheese curds.
What time are you opening? That's an early game.
We are opening at 11.
Yeah.
So, hey, Jim, it's tailgate?
Yeah,
and then you go there.
But
and
at 11,
yes,
lunch.
Come
cutting a little
after.
Close. After would be fun.
Yes, yes.
After,
actually, I might stop down and watch the game there.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, that'd be
fun. I would love that.
Okay.
And then you can buy everyone some drinks.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, he's a little short, remember.
A little short.
Wow. Ashley McDermott, Heights Pub and Parlor, sponsor of our musical segment that is coming up. Love that you guys sponsor this.
Yes. I know this looks like I should be singing right now.
Yeah, something.
It's definitely not a good.
No, it's not.
It's a good look for you. It's a good look for you. Break out a little something. Let me hear you sing. A little something.
No, I can't.
Nothing. All right. That'd be like a little karaoke. All right, we got to set a quick break. We come back. Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback, will join us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.